was it.
That was like a cough. Like
Frank Reynolds.
You hear me snort just now? I'm really tired, guys.
You're an animal.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Tappin Johnny, and I'm Mike Bogart. If you like what we do on this show, you can tweet us questions to ponder next week at Instead Of FM. I spent the weekend in Coralville, Iowa, helping my friend move.
Move into or out of?
He was moving in to Coralville from Chicago. When we were moving out of his apartment, we brought a bunch of crap down, and then he really was like pissed off at his futon because a spring had poked right through it, and he just was
mad.
He, like, this was a source of frustration for him. So we threw it off the balcony onto the street.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa! It seemed like it was just one spring, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that much more easily fixed than throwing it off of a balcony.
I laid on it, and it was pretty comfy for me. I fell asleep while they went away.
You laid on it with the spring poking off, like out?
Yeah, but I didn't mind.
What do you mean? Like, wasn't there... Like,
were you lying on the spring, or did it just, like, nestle in your... Like, do you have a spring-shaped armpit or something where it could just, like, perfectly...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I made room for it.
Okay.
But, so we threw it off the balcony, and then we just got real excited, and we, like, ran down there and forgot the keys, so we couldn't get back in.
Oh, no.
You know what? That sounds like the actions of two guys who would throw a futon off a balcony. I'm not surprised.
Two guys and a girl... So, which is important.
Is this a sitcom?
The next part of the story. So I climbed this fence. I like climbed up this fence, and it was very Spider-Man. And I got up there.
Wait, no, stop. Why are you climbing up a fence?
Because I have to get back in and like get over the thing and come and let them in. Not like crawl in his window, but... Basically,
you sound like the little brother of the whole neighborhood. Where they're like, "No, don't worry, we'll get Mike to do it. He'll squeeze through that little hole, and, like, unlock us from the outside. Go ahead, Mike."
You're the first kid that dies in the upcoming movie. It.
Man, I was really proud of myself before this because when I got up there, they started cheering and clapping.
Of course they did. They're like, yeah, yeah.
You got their ball back.
Like, woo! Yeah!
Yeah, make him feel, you know, make him feel good so he'll do it again.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. I felt elated. It was remarkable. I felt so good. So I was going to ask you guys, when the last time you received a standing ovation or applause was, personally?
I did probably... It's like 6 to 8 weeks ago at work. We did this dumb rock band tournament where me and somebody else that's mediocre at rock band competed. And there are many, many people in our studio that could have beat both of us handily.
Wait.
But
what was the selling point for others to watch this?
I mean, I don't know. We got character.
Like, who wants to watch two guys who are, you know, they're okay and they're going to both, like, they'll put up all right scores. Like, who's up for that?
Are you guys like notable figures around the office that people would know?
I mean, we're notable figures on our Twitch channel. So like people who watch, like I'm the main host usually, and Troy does some hosting, but he's usually on board, so he's in chat. Yeah, people know who we are. And then I beat him.
Well, wait. It went from like a couple of people here and there, my whatever. The last words you said were, yeah, people know who we are.
Who watch our Twitch channel, they do.
God, how much did your confidence grow in the last it's 15 seconds?
That's pretty badass.
So anyway, I kicked his ass and So I got some applause.
Oh, God.
They also didn't have a good trophy to give me, so they gave me a fucking cinder block.
Oh my God. And I did bicep curls all the way home.
Dude, I think they conned you into taking their shitty cinder block.
That was the real reason. That was the selling point to watch the fight.
I think that kid threw the game.
Oh, God. Who's the only guy at the office that we think might fall for this? Oh, it has to be Josh. Have you ever seen that kid's Twitch channel? He'd fall for anything. Oh, man. Okay, so what was your question originally, Mike?
What's the last thing you got applause for doing?
Oh, geez. Probably a few months ago, maybe a year ago at this point, at the office, one of my coworkers had a game where he has like this little jar, porcelain jar, and if you can one hop bounce a racquetball into it, you win whatever money is in the pool, like you pay every time you play.
Sure.
And I won, and it was unbelievable. And like people got up and started clapping. Nice.
Wow, good job.
I was really proud of that. Yeah.
When's the last time you got booed?
Every day of my life, someone boos me. I'll say some kind of joke, and they'll just like people don't even frown anymore. They go straight into the boos.
Yeah, that's uniquely true for you and your joke style.
They're good jokes.
Josh, have you been booed recently?
I don't think so. People like groan at my jokes sometimes, but that's not the same thing as being booed.
Yeah, I got booed once.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Before you tell the story, I'm gonna say something, Josh. If you want to know what it takes to get booed by someone, here's a joke I came up with today. Okay. As I was walking through the grocery store looking at frozen microwavable foods that I could quickly eat before this podcast, and I saw that, you know, every company basically has a little bit of like all world cuisine, and I just thought to myself, hey, you know what would be a great idea is if they just branded one of these the Spanish Lean Cuisition.
Boo.
And I just stood there and I laughed and I opened up the Wikipedia page and I learned about the Spanish Inquisition. Did you guys know that it was like, it went on for 350 years? Did you know that?
No.
Like,
no, I didn't really know that.
Like 5,000 people died. There were other Inquisitions at that time. I learned a lot because I made that joke, and that's why I think comedy is important in the youth.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. So when did you get booed?
Oh, yeah. I was working at a world market, setting up the store before it would have its grand opening. And every morning...
Wait, are you just being really sarcastic and that's what you call like every day when you go into work? Like before the grand opening? Or was it like the actual grand opening of the store?
The actual grand opening. Never before opened.
Okay.
Yes. So every morning before work, we had to do like group calisthenics and icebreakers.
Wait, you have to do icebreakers with the same group of people multiple times?
Every day. So, because we're building a team here. We're trying to build a team.
That's actually amazing. It acknowledges that one icebreaker isn't enough to like build a good relationship on. That's genius.
It's enough to sour an entire relationship on, though, because the icebreaker for this day was what's your favorite music, who's your favorite band or whatever.
Okay.
And
like, if you are doing this stuff every day, I feel like somebody's just going to be like, yeah, I know Ron, you like the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, we knew each other pretty well.
That's great. That's why I think it's such a good strategy.
So when it gets to me, I just, well, you know, I'm panicking trying to think of something that like will be acceptable. And I said, Frank Zappa. And immediately, like five people out of maybe this group of like 15 just go, boo!
Boo!
That is an insane reaction. Why would they do that? Are they crazy?
They did like the hands around the mouth, like just the angry bird's eyes. Just like, what? Boo! I don't know, man. I really pissed him off.
What? Why? Why did they do that?
They must, maybe they got a history. It was rough, though. Like, it sucked. It is not fun to be openly booed.
Okay, just before I move on to the next topic, the picture I have in my head is literally a brand new World Market store, like perfectly modern inside, with a group of like 15 teammates talking to each other, getting closer, bonding. And at like 7:30 a.m., 5 out of 15 of those teammates decide to openly boo someone.
See, I'm thinking a step further where, like, the doors open and the customers come in and Mike calls to somebody like, hey, could you give me a hand with this? And go, no, fuck that. You like Frank Zappa.
Here's the thing, though. This moment of adversity spurred me on to greatness because... That day.
Why are you and Josh starting with like seemingly small stories and then stretching them into huge parts of your like personality?
That very day, I won the award for best wine glass stacking. I won!
This is officially the weirdest place and time in American history.
Yeah, it was pretty scary, to be honest. It was weird.
I think you weren't in an American Horror Story season, and you just didn't realize. I'm not trying to make any sort of like religious jokes or this or that in this particular case. I'm just saying, I parked my car, and car parked in front of me had a bumper sticker that was just like super condescending. It was like a normal fish eating the Jesus fish.
Okay.
And underneath was the caption, "The fish who eats concepts." And I'm just like, ugh, this is like a really... like, you're really not winning people over in how you're giving this message if this is what you believe. But let me ask both of you something, and I have an answer to this. So for some reason, the fish that was eating concepts had a name also written on the bumper or sticker. What do you think the name of this fish was?
Brian.
I was just going to say, think about how much of like a pushy jerk this fish is.
Tapping.
God damn it, man. It's not a very imaginative guy. Anyway, the real name has both of yours beat. It was, keep in mind, the fish who eats concepts, Gulpo. It's like they tried to shoehorn like a little cute thing in this otherwise really like aggressive asshole bumper sticker.
How did you know that's what his name was?
It said it on his like cartoon body.
Oh, it was like a cartoon. I thought it was like an outline like the Jesus fish.
No, I think it was a cartoon. I can't remember, but there were words on it.
Was he himself cute?
No, he was. He didn't look. It you could tell what he was doing was a dick thing, so he could never win you over.
Yeah. Like Calvin.
Oh, Calvin peeing? Yeah.
Right. Classic.
It's always a heartbreaker. You're like, oh man, that sucks. Don't ruin his name like that.
No, but Ford trucks suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like just writing that.
Fuck Ford trucks.
Are we officially endorsing Toyotas as the trucks of this podcast?
Oh my god, no. Toyotas?
Chevy. Isn't it Chevy?
Chevy.
Is that the... Yeah.
What about GMC or Ram?
You know who really wins in those scenarios, though? The person that's making the fucking bootleg Calvin things that is clearly printing them for both sides.
That's true. Such a mercenary move.
Every now and then, a thought will pop into my head to watch something from the 90s or early 2000s. And for some reason, 2 days ago, it was the music video for the song Rollin' by Limp Bizkit.
Oh, geez.
Of course. Know it well.
Yep. And so they start playing the song, and like, I just want to, you know how sometimes older generations are like, hey, the music you're listening to is bad, like our music was better than yours, and always like the generation of the times is just like, whatever, you're just being a hater, this, that, whatever. Mm-hmm. I listened to this again, and I know that I'm older now, but like, this music is objectively bad. Like, I don't think one person could enjoyably listen to this music anymore. And I feel like that needed to be said, because upon this listen, it showed its value to me, why this song is good.
Okay.
Why?
Did you guys know, in the non-chorus parts of the song Rollin' by Limp Bizkit, if you listen really hard for it, there's a really timid rhythm piano playing in the background. And it was like, it was like a touch of sensitivity that won me over in waves. All of a sudden, Limp Bizkit made sense. All of like the endorsements made sense. I finally got it, and I just wanted to tell you guys that.
Can I listen to this really quick? I have the video up.
Did you get to listen to a 3-minute song while we're recording the podcast?
I skip forward.
No, it's not going to be the same. You got to do it all. Dude, didn't you hear how much of like a revelation I had?
Yeah, that didn't work.
No, of course it didn't work.
That was a pretty rough listen.
Oh, God. It's like you don't value anything I say.
Did you guys ever make music videos when you were kids?
Make music videos?
Yeah, you know, like reenact them.
I didn't reenact them. I did like make my own music videos to random songs, though.
Your own original? Oh,
no, 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 not my original. My own original song. I did my first music video was to the song.
Do you guys hear how he keeps like escalating things? He has given an implication that he's going to do follow-up music videos.
I knew a guy who knew a guy.
Yeah, God.
The first music video that I made was to the Eiffel 65 classic Blue Dabba Dee. And the entire music video, I just put blue cellophane over the lens of the camera and just filmed it so literally. It's like I have a blue house and with a blue window. I just filmed a shot of a house with a window. That was the entire video.
Dude, this is the first time I've ever been frightened of you. What is wrong with you? Why did you do that?
I was young. I was like, I don't know, 13. I didn't have artistic anything back then. I mean, I still don't, but...
Oh, that's scary.
Yo, listen up. Here's a story.
No, don't read the lyrics.
About a little guy that a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a little blue window. Nailed that one.
Yeah, you got that one.
Uh-huh.
And a blue Corvette. And
wait, hang on. Did you actually get a blue Corvette, or did you just shoot a regular Corvette?
I just got a regular car. There was no Corvette.
You didn't even get a Corvette? So in your like unbelievably weird adaptation of this song, you didn't even do it right.
I didn't have access to a Corvette.
I am officially back to not fearing you.
And everything is blue for him. And himself and everybody around, because he ain't got nobody to listen.
To listen.
Damn.
I'm blue.
Mike.
Dabba dee dabba da. There you go.
Mike, what made you ask this question?
What was my question? Yeah. Oh, the music videos. Music videos.
Yeah.
Because I was remembering that I made a music video for this Biscuit song in junior high. For school. I don't know if that's better or worse, but it was for school. And it was real, real good. And then
you showed this to other people?
Yeah, yeah. It was like my class project.
Was it when we were in school together?
No, it was the year before you got there.
God, thank God. Yeah. By the way, I you know what's funny is that nothing would have changed about our relationship. I just would have started getting zingers in earlier.
What are you talking about? You loved Limp Bizkit.
You were consistent in your behavior of strange things throughout.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole archive of strange videos I've made.
Good grief. You know, okay, so I was going to ask, what strange things have people noticed about you that you didn't notice about yourself? Mike, I think you're good with this story. Like, if you want to give another example, you can, but that was wild. But anyway, the reason I thought of this is I was talking to someone whom, I don't know, a few months ago, we went out like 4 or 5 times, and it just, she noticed something that like had never occurred to me, but coincidentally, each time that we hung out, every single time, I had just eaten something immediately prior to us hanging out. So she thought I just didn't eat food. Like, by like the fifth time where she didn't notice like me eat anything. And like in certain cases, she would be like at a restaurant or like at a whatever. And she'd be like, just come meet me here and then we'll go do whatever. So I went to meet her and like she would be about to finish her meal and I wouldn't eat anything. And so she just really, truly thought that I didn't consume food.
Dude, you know who you are? You are the woman who wears the same dress every day from Seinfeld.
Oh, I'm on the other side of the Seinfeld equation?
Yeah, you're her. And she, this girl is Jerry. She's trying to figure you out.
Wow.
Why do you think you're always like eating adjacent when you hang out?
Damn.
What are you going to do? You have all the power in this now.
Yeah, nothing. I can never bring it up again. I'm just going to forget that it ever happened.
I got a weird news article.
Ooh, please.
Go for it.
A Florida man who was caught on video running down a street naked and throwing money in the air after allegedly stealing $7,500 from a bank told police it was all part of an attempt to launch his career as a comedian.
All right. Going well so far.
Yeah, I think he has succeeded.
Alexander Hayden Sperber, 25, was spotted Tuesday running in the nude through parking lots and along sidewalks as he threw hundreds and fifties in the air. He's completely naked. This is bizarre, a man is heard saying in a video.
Like in a video related to this, or...
I don't know. I think that he might have like gotten some of it on video or
Wait,
something.
Can we attribute any quote we want if we just like make the source as broad as possible?
Yeah, I mean technically.
Wow. That's a lot to deal with, man. I don't know. It's I think it probably worked for. I mean, he had a pretty like funny, silly name to begin with. I thought that would have given him a little bit of like legs.
Alex?
No, the rest of it.
Hayden Sperber?
Yeah, that's funny. Sperber.
The only thing I don't like about this story is that like he's way too old for this. 25?
Oh, come dude. On. No, he's not. Come on.
Yeah, he is.
25, you could still be like young and goofy.
But didn't... Wait, was I listening wrong or did he rob a bank?
Oh, he robbed a bank. Sperber was arrested for robbing the Regions Bank at 100 Southeast 3rd Ave in Fort Lauderdale, according to an FBI criminal complaint obtained by NBC 6 Miami. The so-called comedian allegedly approached
a teller
at the bank.
No, it's fine. Just stop telling me more about him. I have the name for his first world tour.
Okay.
Sperbery. And he'll get it outfitted by the dopest shit in the world. And then he'll prove that I only robbed that bank for fun because I'm actually super rich.
So there is another detail that's coming up. So according to the complaint, the teller put $7,500 in the bag along with a dye pack and a bait bill. After Sperber fled the bank on foot, the dye pack exploded, causing red dye to get all over his clothing.
Man, that is really brave.
I feel like that contributed to him getting naked.
Oh, yeah.
It did. It definitely did. I think, yeah, he needed a cover.
You think the headline is misleadingly wacky?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if the red dye explodes all over your clothes, a way to get away from the cops would be just to, like, strip down. Then you're just a crazy person that is naked in the streets.
Exactly.
No bank robbing here.
But the cops still will help with those situations.
Yeah, that's fine. They'll just be like, hello, sir, let's get you back to your house, and maybe you'll get charged with public indecency or whatever, but you're not going to get charged with bank robbery.
It's a reverse GTA paint job.
Hey, can I talk about something? So, I just want to talk about something kind of serious, but not really.
Okay.
Great, this will be funny.
Yeah, all right. You just watched Schindler's List before we sat down to record this. So here we go. So I haven't seen it. Nobody has. No one's seen episode 3 of the season of Game of Thrones yet. But I'm just going to ask the question. Does this show suck now?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I've always kind of thought that it has... that it's overrated. I feel like it is a fun, entertaining show that I can just kind of like turn on and turn my brain off mostly and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's never been this like, I don't know. It has really bad writing. The writing is so bad, Tappan.
Yes, yes. Why has like no one ever talked about how throughout this show, like the writing and like the way people speak to each other is a little strange. Like...
I guess I haven't noticed because I just like
you're a writer.
Yeah, but I'm not like I'm in the same kind of mindset as Josh, where I never had high expectations for it, like artistically. So it was always just like fun to watch and entertaining, and that's all I ever wanted it to be.
Like Pulp, kind of.
They have little segments where the writing is okay and decent.
Yeah, there some people who direct episodes are way better than others. Some writers are way better than others.
But even within an episode, like it's almost like they have two scripts. They have a script that is written by a competent person that understands what good TV writing is, and another script written by somebody else where like maybe they took that script and they put it into Google Translate and then translated it back to English, and then every scene they just flip a coin and decide which script they're going to read from.
Also, I feel like I know me saying that isn't going to make me especially popular, and me saying this is probably going to make me a little less popular, but the entire run of that show, and I say this with like respect to the man who played Carchetti in The Wire, but Littlefinger's accent is so fucking atrocious that I am taken out of every single scene he's in. It's like he is beyond caricature. It's like someone decided to do something goofy permanently. I can't stand it.
It's the accent, but it's also like the cadence of how he talks.
Oh God! And if anyone thinks that like I don't agree with what's being said on this outrageous podcast, I just do me a favor, go to YouTube and watch. We'll even put the link in the thing. I don't know how to do that. Josh does that, but go and watch the scene from the third of the Christian Bale Batman movies, Dark Knight Rises, that he is in. I think the actor's name is Aidan Gillen or something. I might have messed that up, but. Watch that. He's in that movie. He opens that movie probably for like 45 seconds. I defy you to prove to me that that is acting.
his Littlefinger voice?
No, what he did in Batman. And then you will believe me about Littlefinger.
My mom would like to ask a question.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Wait. Josh, did you just say thank God?
Yes.
Like the rest of the questions weren't good enough for you this whole time?
Yeah, no, it's saving us.
You asked some of those questions.
Yeah, and they're all terrible.
Good Lord, the guy doesn't believe in the product. All right, go ahead.
We can do it. Okay. So I don't really understand this question, but she seems to be like disturbed by like how haphazardly yoga poses are named. Like with no forethought. She's like, downward facing dog, why not just like triangle? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like she's like, did someone just see do the, oh, that looks kind of like a dog or something? Be like, come on, have a little respect for the process.
Oh God, triangle. Yeah. Oh wait, okay. Is that the whole thing, or did she have a question?
No. Well, her question was like, what's the deal?
Yeah.
But I have something to follow up with this, where I'm going to name a yoga pose and you guys are going to guess what you do.
Oh my okay. God.
Do you guys don't do yoga, do you?
Can we also rename some of them if we want?
Yeah, be my guest.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Do you guys don't do yoga, do you?
No.
Okay. Let's say feathered peacock pose.
Oh, I'm going to assume standing just straight in like a real good vertical line, something about your spine being aligned with the line.
This sounds a lot like mountain pose.
Oh, they already have one where you literally just stand straight.
Yeah, you just stand. Yeah. Or something like that. I don't know.
My guess is that you are sitting on the floor, your legs are crossed, and your arms are out at 45 degree angles on either side.
Okay. Take that description and tell me the exact opposite. Do you want me to just tell you?
No. The exact opposite of sitting cross-legged with arms out at 45 degree angles would be standing on your head with your legs at 90 degree angles.
Okay, you are standing on your, like, you're doing a elbow stand.
Okay.
With your legs like straight up in a pike.
Okay.
Feathered peacock. Wait, let me click on this, because that's just like a straight line. I don't really get this one.
What? Isn't that kind of the exact opposite of the one I said? Mike is literally upside down what I said.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Why didn't you give me the opportunity there?
Somehow it's the opposite of both of yours.
Oh my God.
Okay, here's what I call the wild thing.
I'll let Josh guess.
By the way, this is in the yoga category, yoga for depression.
Oh no.
So just think what a depressed person would think is wild.
I think it is somebody doing a squat with their knees kind of out, not like their legs are kind of at an angle. And one hand is like behind their head holding up fingers like they're wearing some kind of funny headdress. And the other one is doing the whole like thumb to the nose like you're doing the neener thing.
Sure.
So I'm not joking. And I'm not saying this to be mean, Smoove, and you'll never believe me, but I think I just fell asleep for a second while you were talking. I really am not trying to be mean. It just happened.
I don't know, man. That was vivid. It painted a picture.
Not trying to be mean would be not saying anything, man.
No, but you had to know. Like, you have a power.
Did you guess Steppen?
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to. Okay. Well, way off. this lady has her, she has her right hand down, and then she's kind of like, if you imagine what it would look like if you were like falling off a cliff, kind of. She looks like she's mid falling off a cliff. Just so imagine just photoshopping like a cliff, like looking down off a cliff behind her in this photo. It's very good.
I can't, for anybody who wants to see this later, that he's actually right. It's basically someone looking like they're on a sideways cliffhanging situation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I just want to tell a very quick story that I feel a little bit of guilt about, but I think I feel my, like, Canadian guilt about it. so I just happened to be in Canada when this guilt struck me. I was in a grocery store buying a whole bunch of weird flavored chips because that's what we do on our team's cubicle row. It's a really nice break from corporate culture. so whenever anyone goes anywhere,
you buy everybody. Everybody just brings in random chip bags.
Yeah, everybody brings in chips from like wherever they went.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it was fun. I went to Victoria, Canada, and I was there, and I had like a whole bunch of chips. And you guys know I'm also a connoisseur of like Canadian candy bars, so I had a whole bunch of candy bars. And so I'm literally walking around with only this in my hands. And I get to like the checkout lane. And I'm, like, putting my stuff down and whatever. And this, like, just very attractive, super fit woman who's in, like, her workout clothes is behind me with a cart full of, like just vegetables and fruits and, like,
yogurt
and, like, dairy and, like, things that you need to actually cook together to, like, have a nutritious, delicious meal. And she's just there, like, standing, smiling, like, her life is going well. She's... like either on her way from exercising or about to go exercise. And so like I look at my thing and I look at her thing and I pick up that little like lane divider in maybe one of like the saddest moments of my life. And I put it in between both things and I turn to her before she can even say anything and I go, I think you would have figured it out anyway. And so then I'm like bummed out and she's like kind of laughing, but I turn around and I ask the guy, I'm like, hey, do you have any one of those saver card things that like all grocery stores have? And the guy's just like, what? And I'm like, never mind. I was just going to give my brother's phone number, see if it worked, but whatever. So he like checks all the junk food into the bag. And then he goes, do you have the savers card? And I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, no, but, and so the next part is the part that I feel this deep guilt about. This like the super nice, like friendly, healthy girl says, oh, I have my card, you can use it. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And so like she swiped it through and like, I got the savings, she got the points or whatever. And I'm just like smiling. I'm like, what a fun interaction with someone at a grocery store yet again. And on my way out, I just realized that my purchase is gonna like completely screw up the machine learning of her like customer profile at this grocery store. They're gonna start sending her coupons for shit. Like it's gonna be like someone is just subtly asking her to change her lifestyle. Like she's gonna get unhealthy. Things are gonna go out of whack. And it's all because she was nice to me. Like that guilt, I'm racked with it. And I thought that story would be a way to close out the podcast with your reactions.
Yeah, what have you done?
Oh God, I knew it. It was bad, right?
Yeah, man, you fucked up.
Damn it.
You know what? Isn't it like they'll start guessing stuff about like events in your life based on your purchases?
Yes. Oh my God, she's gonna get contacted about
What do you think? Yeah, what do you think they're gonna think happened to her? And what does that say about you?
Here's the slippery slope. So she gets a coupon for some kind of candy bar or something, and she goes in, and she's like, okay, I'm going to use this 50 cents off on this candy bar. And at the register, the person, after like swiping her card, is going to go like, Carol, these are buy two, get one free. Do you want to grab two more? And she will, and that's it. That's it, because then she goes home, and she eats three candy bars. and it's all Tappan's fault.
Wait.
Poor girl.
You think that the woman I described is like 99 years old hanging out with people named Carol?
Carol? What's wrong with Carol?
I'm kidding. I actually really like the name Carol. Anyway, no, that's not going to happen. She's going to be fine. Hopefully this company hasn't even like figured out how to stock their customers yet. So like, I don't know. Maybe it's okay.
Probably not though.
Yeah, what happened to your Canadian guilt? It only works in Canada. We'll be back with another episode next Wednesday. You can subscribe by finding us on the web at instedof.fm or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want us to answer your Instead Of questions, you can tweet them to us at instedoffm. Oh yeah, if you could rate us in iTunes and tell your friends.
I had a Lean Cuisine, by the way.
Which one?
The Italian Leanquisition.